Hoshea Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph, the Radak points out that this Perek is again returning to the idea of Musar, where the Navi is really giving it to the people of his generation for their terrible Averis that they had been doing. In particular, the people of Malchus Yisrael, of the 10 tribes, Kohanim, and the Abarbanel says false prophets really are going to get it. And in his wonderful book on Trei Asar, Rabbi Beryl Wein, Who Knows 12, he has a whole chapter on the idea of the false prophets, that it, throughout Trei Asar, the false prophets are always going to come up, preaching soothingly of wine and drink, popular with their audience, because they tell the people what they wish to hear and not what is true. They bear good tidings, reassuring words, rosy predictions of the future. The true Nevi'im tell the people the harsh truth, one of the disasters that will befall the nation if the evil behavior continues. There are two distinct types of false prophets, he says. One group are people who are pure charlatans and opportunists, who feign prophecy for wealth, power, influence, and ego, dishonest to the core, no true loyalties or moral scruples. They always have an audience, as P.T. Barnum said, because there's a sucker born every minute. Life is surprising and unpredictable, uncertain and mysterious. People want reassurance. People want what they hear is going to be stable from the occult. The second group of false prophets are well-meaning, sincere people delivering their messages, but spiritually, morally, intellectually, they don't have the license to claim prophetic powers. That's a gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that chooses to endow certain people. These people may have gifts and talents, but they are bereft of them, and so they invent their prophecy that's not really going to go anywhere. And his prime example is Karl Marx, who prophesies a utopian era where all social wrongs would be righted, inequalities would be adjusted, exploitation of human labor would cease, we would end war, except for class struggle, means of production belong to everyone, not just the oligarchs. Of course, all of this is pure nonsense, that this is going to have violent revolutions that lead the way to eternal peace between Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Pol Pot, Chavez, Castro, other true believers. Staggering proportions of the toll of this. Zoran Mamdani, the latest and perhaps the greatest of all of these guys who are going to try to prophesy equality for everybody without any true nature of prophecy involved. So Shimu Dvar Hashem, B'nai Yisrael, says Perek Dalet, listen to the word of God. Ki Riv LaHashem Im Yoshvei Haaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a controversy, a quarrel, an argument with those who live in the land, who don't deserve to live in the land, because there are mitzvos tlios ba'aretz that the people aren't keeping. So Shemitah, the mitzvos of Trumos and Maisras, we're living in a land where we're not even doing what we're supposed to do in the land. Ki ain emes, and this is what it comes down to. There is no truth. Vein chesed, there is no loving kindness. Vein das Elokim ba'aretz, and there's no knowledge of God in the land. If we don't tell the truth even to ourselves, let alone to everybody else, lies and lack of kindness and lack of generosity all go hand in hand. Alo v'chachesh. There is swearing and lying, like the Allah that the Sota is abjured with in the Parsha of Sota and Naso. And kachesh and lying. Chichesh bav nishba al shoker, says the Torah. V'ratzoach, murdering, killing. V'ganov, stealing. V'na'ov, committing adultery. So many benonim lachaveros, which are all showing the true corrupt nature of the people. Paratzu, they break all bounds. So that's it. You're poreitz geder. You're a poreitz. V'damam b'damim nago. And blood touches blood. There's no bounds of decency or morality. We add avera on top of avera, breaking down the bounds to the point of murder being accepted, to the point where blood of one corpse is touching the blood of another murdered person right in the street. Let's defund the police and see what happens. Sorry, I'm having a very bad day with the socialism in New York. Gimel. Al kein tev al haaretz. Therefore, the land is going to be in mourning. Whether that means that the land will be destroyed and the people who live there are going to be mourning the loss of human life as well as of the land. V'umlal ko yoshe ba. All that dwell in the land are going to be cut off. B'chayas ha'sadeh u'ofa shamayim, along with the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens, v'gam d'gei hayom ye'osefu, the fish of the sea are going to be diminished. When there's no life in a land, everything seems to be fading away. I remember during the pandemic, my brother bicycled to Times Square and took pictures and videos of the deserted, you know, no Elmos anywhere. And it was frightening. I went to my workplace to go pick up some books, and I started to feel paranoid because it was like tumbleweeds at the college. I literally ran out of the building to my car. I was so scared of nothing. But I was literally scared of there being nothing. Dalet achish al yorev val yochachish. Let no man strive. Let no man get into... Don't muster me. Don't preach to me. These are the kings who tell the Nevi'im, be quiet. Don't fight against me and my ways. Don't give me muster. Val yochachish, don't give any tochacha. Let no man give me any kind of muster, of reproof for what I'm doing. So what we say is, we want no senas chinam. We want everybody to get along. So keep your mouth shut to reprimand anybody. How dare you? Live and let live. Is this not the ethos that we live in right now? Ve'amacha kimarive choin. Your people are like those who fight with the Kohanim. Your people contend with the Kohen when he tries to set them straight. They were appointed to teach us the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're supposed to teach us the law. So instead of the Kohanim rebuking the people, says Radak, the multitudes of people rebuke the Kohanim and criticize everything they do. When we learned in Shoftim, we learned in Rus, Vayhi bimei shvot ha-shoftim, in the time when the people judged in Shoftim and say, a beam between your eyes, you're no better than me. Is that not also the time we live in? Look at internet comments sections. Nobody wants to hear about religion or God or anybody telling us how we're supposed to behave. Who are you to tell me how to behave?